content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for December of 2019. And I'll start by just reminding you, Disability Rights of North Carolina is an independent 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization. We are North Carolina's protection and advocacy system, dedicated to advancing and defending the rights of people with disabilities. If you'd like any information in addition to what you get during this broadcast, you can visit www.disabilityrightsnc.org. To begin with, the John Rittlemyer Disability Education Fund with the Disability Rights of North Carolina needs to grow. And the title is, Help Us Grow the John Rittlemyer Disability Education Fund. DRNC and the disability community of North Carolina lost a great friend and legal advocate with the passing of our litigation director, John Rittlemyer, on October 28th. DRNC has established a memorial fund in John's name, the John Rittlemyer Disability Education Fund, dedicated to advancing knowledge about issues affecting people with disabilities. The fund was seeded by John and his family's request for gifts to DRNC in his memory. John Rittlemyer was instrumental in shepherding DRNC out of state governing into an independent nonprofit organization through a merger with the former Carolina Legal Assistance. He was DRNC's institutional memory, an expert, mentor, educator, and our consummate storyteller. By dedicating the Rittlemyer Fund to disability education, DRNC will continue to build understanding and support for people with disabilities and the issues that matter to us. Please consider a donation to the DRNC through the John Rittlemyer Disability Education Fund. Donations have been designated as a tribute to John's work to build the fund for the future, and donors of $250 or more have the option to be named on a plaque prominently displayed in DRNC's office suite. Undesignated donations strengthen our Deborah Greenblatt Fund and support all our advocacy work. Any amount is greatly appreciated. And you can also, of course, donate through the website. There's a button on the website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. What the release of the Leandro Report means for all students in North Carolina schools. In the landmark Leandro case, the North Carolina Supreme Court determined in 1997 that our state constitutional right to education means that all children attending North Carolina public schools must have an opportunity to receive a sound basic education. Years later, the court-ordered expert report by WestEd was released last week. The report provides substantial detailed guidance for state leaders on how to make the Leandro promise a reality. And you can read DRNC's entire statement on their website. Next, a few events you should be aware of. The ability to help is right in your hand. You can help through the NC Disability and Disaster Hotline Training, and that is Saturday, February 8th, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is through Disability Rights North Carolina at 3724 National Drive, Suite 100, Raleigh, North Carolina. And it says, New Disaster Response Hotline seeks volunteer involvement. DRNC is making a new opportunity available to interested lawyers, paralegals, social workers, and law and social work students to assist people with disabilities facing emergency disaster situations by providing information about legal rights, services, supports, and referrals to eligible callers. Volunteers will receive training and can work at flexible times and locations in any convenient setting. DRNC, the Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies, the North Carolina Pro Bono Resource Center, and the North Carolina chapter of the National Association of Social Workers are collaborating in this effort to create an emergency hotline that will offer 24-hour assistance to people with disabilities impacted by disasters in our state. Please join our life-saving volunteer team. Also, the 2020 Fair Housing Design and Construction Accessibility Training is about to occur on February 7th, and that is a Friday, February 7th, 2020. That is in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Federal Fair Housing Amendments Act requires that certain multifamily housing constructed for first occupancy after March 13, 1991, contain accessibility features that enable people with disabilities to have equal access to housing opportunities. North Carolina state law likewise requires accessibility features in certain multifamily housing. People with disabilities are in dire need of affordable, accessible housing opportunities. This free seminar will cover legal requirements and equip advocates with essential information. This is sponsored by Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid of North Carolina, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Community Relations Committee, the Disability Rights and Resources, Disability Rights North Carolina, the North Carolina Justice Center, and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Also, save the date for the DRNC Disability Advocacy Conference. It's coming on April 30th, 2020 at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills, and the early bird registration opens in January of 2020, so soon. Judith E. Heumann is an internationally recognized disability rights activist. She is a lifelong rights, civil rights advocate and leader in the disability rights movement. Heumann's incredible record of accomplishment has advanced the rights of people with disabilities in the U.S. and abroad. DRNC is thrilled to announce that Judy Heumann will be our keynote plenary speaker at our Disability Advocacy Conference on April 30, 2020. Our theme this year is Voices, Votes, Values. DRNC Disability Advocacy Conference 2020 2020 update. Join us on April 30th for a day of exceptional workshops as we commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act and outline a course for the future. We are thrilled to be bringing internationally renowned disability rights advocate Judy Heumann to North Carolina as our keynote speaker. And if you're interested in any of those opportunities, you can sign up to participate at the www.disabilityrightsnc.org website. And again, that is www.disabilityrightsnc.org. You also can reach us through by actually coming to see us in person at 3724 National Drive, Suite 100, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. Or you can give us a call at 919-856-2195 or toll free at 877-235-4210. And again, that toll free number, 877-235-4210. Finally, you can email us at info@disabilityrightsnc.org. That's info@disabilityrightsnc.org. And this concludes today's issue of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. And again, that's ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. And again, that's 919-832-5138. Have a great day.